from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. This is Notes from the Tree Stand, Day 1. It's August 20th, 2022. It is 6:14 a.m. The sun just came, or daylight just broke. And I'm up in the tree stand. This is opening day of hunting season archery. Tree stand's about 200 yards from my house. As you may or may not know, if you listened yesterday, there were 4 bucks up here. There's one I got my eye on. It's a big, nice, decent-sized buck, 4 points. Not the most points you can want, but it's legal. It's 2 points over legal, so let's hope I get some venison. I need to be quiet. I got a camo burlap sack kind of draped over between the tree branch and the other side of this tree stand. It's a 2-person tree stand sitting up against an oak tree up on the hill behind my house. I need to be quiet, so this little update. We will check back in a little bit. Yesterday, but the bucks didn't start coming around until later, but there was a bear up here a little bit earlier than this. There was also a jackrabbit. Sometimes you see fox. If I see a jackrabbit, I might take a shot with this practice arrow at it. So I need to be quiet. So I'll pause this and we will check back in a little bit. 6:14. The Central Scrutinizer. The Lonely Hunter. The Lonely Bow Hunter. This is the Lonely Bow Hunter checking out. Hi. It's me again, the Lonely Bow Hunter. It's now 7:02 a.m. Pardon me, I'm burping this fine coffee. I'm sitting in the tree stand. Nothing has come around except a wasp or a yellow jacket. It's been buzzing around my head all morning. And a bunch of blue jays down there on the ground, eating something off the ground, waiting patiently for deer to come. Lonely kayaker, checking out. Lonely kayaker. Lonely bow hunter. What the fuck am I talking about? It's too early. Lonely bow hunter checking out. Hi, it's me again. The Lonely Bow Hunter. It is now 9:42 a.m. At about 8 o'clock, I went downstairs. I went down from the tree stand. Because I wasn't getting any action. So I went down and had some... a little bit of breakfast, and walk the dogs with the wife, and now it's 9:42, and I'm back up in the tree stand. Yesterday, there were some deer around here, around this time yesterday, and I'm not seeing anything right now. They were also up here till about, more came around about 11, after 11, so I'm going to sit up here till lunchtime. And hopefully we'll get some action. Lonely Bow Hunter, checking out. Hi, it's me again. The Lonely Bow Hunter. It is 11:42 a.m. This morning I was freezing up here in the tree stand. Now I am cooking. It's 90 degrees out. I've had no luck. Not one sight of a deer. somebody on the Facebook group said that the deer know when opening day is. That might be true, because yesterday at this time there were 5 bucks, 4 shootable and 1 spike. Now nothing. But that's part of hunting, so I'm gonna wait here a couple minutes and then I guess go down and continue my day, and I'll come back up here in the afternoon. So that's gonna be it for this edition of the Dog Days of Podcasting, day 20. I can't believe we're almost done with this thing already. It's going by fast. I'm enjoying doing it. Tomorrow I'm gonna be talking to BJ Cramp about his new book that that just came out, or it's not out yet, but it's called This Band Has No Past. I'm 78 pages into it. Hopefully I'll be longer into it by the time I talk to him tomorrow. In the morning, I'm going to get it. I'm coming back here this afternoon, climb up the tree stand and try to hunt some more. Tomorrow morning, if I don't get a deer, I will get back up in the tree stand and hunt some more until probably about 11 o'clock. And then I have to go to Redding to pick up scuba gear from the dive shop, because the certification class takes place on Monday and Tuesday. As I said before, I did the written already, the online exam and all the courses, and I got a 92 on the exam, so I did pretty good. Hopefully I'll get certified. I don't expect to have any problems, but you never know. A person my age, you just never know. All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the Lonely Bow Hunter. Skunked on the first sitting of the hunting opening day of archery season in hunting zone B2 in California, Trinity County. I'm going to climb down from the tree stand, lower my bow, then climb down and get this thing uploaded. Thank you for listening, friends. Sorry there was no success today. If you're an animal rights person, you'd be happy that there was no success today. So, and if you're a deer, you're definitely happy there's no success for today. We'll try again tonight. Thank you for listening, friends. You know how to reach me. And yes, I have gotten some comments about yesterday's Thunder Mother perfect review. Maybe I was in a little bit of a fog, but I stand by it. It was a great album, so maybe it didn't deserve to have a 13 out of 13, but I'm standing by it. That was my score. All right, friends, thank you for listening. I'm going to continue with the covers. I found in my iTunes a band called the Zero Boys covering Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic. All right, thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. If I get a deer tonight, you'll have a second Dog Days, day 20. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. Here's Zero Boys. We'll be right back.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.